You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of special things, we've got some guests in the studio. They will not be strangers to the listeners. Morena, Sarai, Morena, Julie, how are you both today?
Morena. We're good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
So nice to have you up here. We're talking about Conversations with My Immigrant Parents, which is having a new season come out. And it's a very exciting thing because this is one of my favourite podcasts to listen to. I think you guys have really nailed part of, you know, New Zealand's cultural identity that we don't often get to hear much about in these kind of podcast spaces and sort of long form conversation spaces. And I'm excited to hear about this new season. But do you want to tell us, for anyone who hasn't tuned in before, about what the sort of gist of Conversations with My Immigrant Parents is all about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's a podcast and doco series, and this is our third season. And we kind of go into the homes of different immigrant families and just listen to them have conversations intergenerationally. So parents talking with kids, grandparents and kids and parents, and kind of listen to all the things that are said and not said between those different generations. And they cover lots of different subjects.
Like, yeah.
Love and relationships and
food.
Food and
dating,
sexuality, gender, yeah. Racism, all sorts about. Yeah.
Yeah, we really fashion it so that it's a conversation between the family rather than us interviewing them.
Totally. Yeah. I was going to say, how do you actually manage to do that? Because it feels like, on the one hand, it's like, oh yeah, you sit there with a microphone and you listen to them chat. But actually, it's quite difficult subject matter that you manage to have these conversations about and be part of, you know, privy to these pretty emotional, moving chats sometimes that happen. How do you sort of help that environment be possible for those conversations to happen?
Well, we do like pre-interviews with every family. So when we go into the room, we already know quite a bit about their situation and their lives and their relationships with one another. But then when we're actually in the room recording the podcast, particularly with them, we try to hide. Mm. So we literally like hide behind a couch or hide behind a table.
Yeah.
And
try to make them forget that we're there in the room.
Exactly. Mm. So that it feels for them like they are just speaking to one another. And then we'll sort of interject if we want to direct the conversation at all. Like, a lot of the time we let it run its course, but you know, if we want to change subject or clarify something, then we'll interject, but otherwise we just let it ride. Yeah,
we're just trying to facilitate like an opportunity for them to have an honest conversation with each other, which I think for all families, not just immigrant families, we don't often do that with our own families, which we learned when we did that with our own mums in season one. But yeah, it is quite hard, and sometimes having an external force or situation make that happen encourages things to be said that wouldn't normally be said,
because we also don't have time, right?
No.
Like there's not really a lot of opportunity for people to do that.
I think one of the things that's really moving about listening to this is that there is this sense that there is maybe conversations that have been waiting to happen for a really long time for some families. And that thing that you're saying, Sarai, there's not always time to necessarily have that, or there's not always a reason, like you were saying, Julie, to bring something like that up. It's just a context in your life, but you just have to get on with the everydayness of living.
Yes.
What's some of the, I guess, stories, now that you're three seasons in, I guess, what are some of the stories that have really stuck with you over the last couple of years and from this new season as well? Because you've really get some amazing conversations happening with these whanau.
I think the stories where we get to hear someone hear something for the first time are the sort of most I don't know, that it feels like sometimes I feel like, oh my god, I don't even know if we should be here for this, like that's so massive. In season two, when Shema is talking to her family.
Yeah, I think the moments where it really feels like the family is getting something out of it, and it doesn't feel like we're kind of just pulling them for their stories, but they're really learning something deeper about their own family. And lots of the families have talked about how it's such a, like a special, I don't know, like a time capsule of how their family exists in that one moment. And I think I just want to like acknowledge that, like from our first season, from our first episode of the whole series, with Liliani and Kasaya. Liliani's actually passed away now. Mm. She just passed away at the end of last year. And I think, yeah, the fact that Kasaya, like, messaged us just before it was going to happen and afterwards, I think...
asked for some photos.
Yeah, yeah, kind of showed, like, that touched us so much, the fact that they remembered this conversation as part of their journey and relationship together and how that will remain as... just something special for them to keep. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah, and really wanted to acknowledge Liliani, who was...
our first event.
Yeah, so special to be with them. Mm.
I think that there's something really remarkable about this as a artifact of New Zealand's cultural identity, whatever that sort of amorphous, strange kind of idea of nationhood or, you know, self that we have as a country. This feels like one of the most sort of recognizable and honest conversations about who we are as a sort of collective group of people that I've heard in a very long time. And that's why I always really enjoy listening to the stories that you're talking about, because these are stories you hear your friends talking about, but not always reflected in the media.
Mm.
What is it for you guys that's, I guess, sustained over three seasons now, your interest in having these conversations and diving into these families?
I think a lot about that, Rachel, what you're talking about with, like, what the podcast, like, as a work signifies or how it's received. And I think a lot about how it's, like, received sometimes as political and how it is political and it is a, like, very direct response to white supremacy in so many ways. But, like, what sustained my interest in this is not that at all. Like, I just like stories and I like being told a story and I like... you know, hearing someone who knows someone else really well sharing a story is so different. Like, you get inside it so quickly. So I feel like that's the best thing about it, is just, like, being that privilege and, like, that intimacy that you get to listen in on.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's also, for me, like, trying to break whatever tropes of storytelling are for immigrant communities and diaspora communities. And I think that's why it's really important that we're having, especially the parent and the older generations, kind of speak for themselves, because so often, stories about immigrant communities are told from the community, the younger generation that's grown up here, and that perspective that is easier to relate to sometimes. But, yeah, I really hope that our stories show that there's such a wide range of perspectives and, yeah, it's not kind of, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm not articulating it well.
No, you are.
We're just trying to break the tropes, really.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So when and where can people get into the new season? When's it all out? Where can they go see it, listen to it?
Yeah, well, the first episode just came out, so on any podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, it's with RNZ, so each Tuesday afternoon I'll play, like, a little excerpt will play on RNZ, as well as the full episode on Sundays, but, like, a week delayed. Sorry, it's a bit confusing.
No,
just look up any podcast platform. And
every
also
Monday a new every, episode oh, sorry, comes
yes,
out.
Yes, every Monday. And we've also got a video, like a doco episode for each family coming out on Mondays as well on RNZ.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for coming and chatting with us about Conversations with My Immigrant Parents. You've picked a song for us this morning that relates to the first episode of the new season. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Gugush today?
Well, we don't actually know that much about Gugush as an artist, but this first family who we stayed with, and the episode is called Little Pomegranate Tree, and it's Carmel, Adele and Maxine, and their cat is called Gugush.
Yes, so they're an Iranian Māori Samoan Chinese family, and Gugush is a famous Iranian singer who they've named their cat after now.
She's got amazing hair, is what I'm going to say. So I'm imagining a cat with, like, beautiful, gorgeous locks as well.
The cat is beautiful, and the cat liked Julie way more than me, which was a sore point.
Oh, gutting. Thank you both for coming in. Can't wait to get stuck into
Thanks
the new season.
Us.
We'll
Thank
see you soon.
You.
This is Alam E Yekrangi, I think, by Gugush. Thank you so much to Sarade and Julie for popping in to chat about Conversations with My Immigrant Parents. Third season, first episode is out now. You can see the wonderful documentary and also listen to the incredible podcast on all your podcast platforms. Find the doco series over on the RNZ website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.